대와여. 옴 나모 바가바테 와수데와여. 나라야는 나마스크리트야 나람 제이바 나로토맘 데빔 사라스바티 임야삼 ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 78, entitled The Killing of Dantavakra and Romaharshan, Text 25 and 26. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Dhitya Bahunicha Setihasa Puranani धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्याविनीतस्य वृथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म नटस्येवाजितात्मनः. ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योधीत्य बहुनिच सेतिहास पुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्याविनीतस्य वृथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म नटस्येवाजितात्मनः. ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योधीत्य बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्याविनीतस्य वृथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म नटस्येवाजितात्मनः. ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योधीत्य बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि शास्त्राणि सर्वशः तस्याः भवन्ति स्म एवाजितात्मनः. ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योधीत्य बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्याविनीतस्य वृथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म नटस्येवाभिधात्मनः. ऋषेर भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्यो भीत्या बहूनि च इतिहास पुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्य विनीतस्य मुथा पण्डितमानिनः नायि भवन् भीष्म हरस्येवाभिना माताजी ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योऽधीत्या बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्य विनीतस्य यथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवति स्म नटस्येवात्मनः ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योऽधीत्य बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्य विनीतस्य मथा पण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म सेवाभिधानः ऋषेर्भगवतो भूत्वा शिष्योऽधीत्या बहूनि च सेतिहासपुराणानि धर्मशास्त्राणि सर्वशः अदान्तस्य विनीतस्य महापण्डितमानिनः न गुणाय भवन्ति स्म नटस्येवाजिदात्मनः ऋषेः ऑफ द सेज व्यासदेव भगवतः द इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉडहेड भूत्वा बिकमिंग शिष्यः अ डिसाइपल अधीत्य स्टडीइंग बहूनि मेनी च एंड स टुगेदर विथ इतिहास एपिक हिस्ट्रीज पुराणानि एंड पुराणस धर्मशास्त्राणि द स्क्रिप्चर्स डिस्क्राइबिंग द रिलीजियस ड्यूटीज ऑफ मैन सर्वशः फुली अदान्तस्य फॉर हिम हु इज नॉट सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड अविनीतस्य नॉट हम्बल वृथा वीनली पंडित अ स्कॉलरली अथॉरिटी मानिनः थिंकिंग हिमसेल्फ न गुणाय नॉट लीडिंग टू गुड क्वालिटीज भवन्ति स्म दे हैव बिकम नटस्य ऑफ अ स्टेज परफॉर्मर इव लाइक अजित अनकॉन्कर्ड आत्मनः हुज माइंड ऑल्दो ही इज अ डिसाइपल ऑफ द डिवाइन सेज व्यास एंड हैज थरोली लर्नड मेनी स्क्रिप्चर्स फ्रॉम हिम इंक्लूडिंग द लॉ बुक्स ऑफ रिलीजियस ड्यूटीज एंड द एपिक हिस्ट्रीज ऑफ पुराणस एंड पुराणस all this study has not produced good qualities in him. Rather, his study of the scriptures is like an actor's studying his part, for he is not self-controlled or humble and vainly presumes himself a scholarly authority, though he has failed to conquer his own mind. Purport. One might argue that Romaharshana committed an innocent mistake when he failed to recognize Lord Balaram. But such an argument is refuted here by Lord Balaram's strong criticism.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Ganga Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadaru Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavri Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome everyone to Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir on the auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Lord Balaram, Balaram Jayanti. Today, we'll be discussing one statement that Lord Balaramji made in the form of a diagnosis when he, on his pilgrimage, walked to the forest of Naimisharanya, where thousands and thousands and thousands of sages had gathered just at the beginning of Kali Yuga, with a sincere and genuine desire for the ultimate and absolute welfare of the humanity at large. That's the nature of sadhus. Prabhupada explains very beautifully the qualities of a sadhu. Genuine concern for the sufferings of the humanity at large. Not humanity, for the living entities throughout the whole creation. Simultaneously, they are fully convinced about what exactly is the root cause, and they are convinced about the solution. That is a rishi. And not only are they concerned, Not only are they convinced about the solution, but also at the risk of great personal inconvenience, they extend themselves to remove that and to apply that principle by offering their life as a sacrifice. Sahasra samamasata. They are ready to take a chain of sacrifice. Meaning, they know they are just a single link in the chain. 1,000 years they decided. Just like we do Akhanda Harinam. We know one mere person may not be able to continue, but we know that the great determination to somebody will continue this. With that full conviction, they have all gathered. And they chose Romaharshan, Suta, to sit on the Vyasasana and speak about the glories of the Lord. And they were convinced that he was a suitable personality. And then right at that time, Balaramji happened to walk into the assembly. Everyone there, knowing who Lord Balaram is, absolutely non-different from that Supreme Personality of Godhead, stood up, folded their palms, bowed down to him, offered him respect, worship, and offered him a seat. After sitting down, Balaramji saw that Romaharshan was neither standing up nor doing anything, either mentally, verbally, or physically, to offer respect to Balaramji. The purport says, one might argue that Romaharshan committed an innocent mistake when he failed to recognize Lord Balaram. Sometimes it happens in a big crowd, 88,000 sages. Kahin aake koi baitha, kya malum? Who knows? Or, you know, probably many excuses. But such an argument is refuted here by Lord Balaram's strong criticism. Why? Because we have to know who is Lord Balaram. If you really want to understand Balaram, it takes one to know one. Only one who has been blessed by Balaramji can actually glorify the glories of Balaram. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, blessed by Lord Nityananda, to go to Vrindavan, and everything will be achieved there. Came there and humbly hearing, sitting at the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, on their request, with the blessings of Radha Govinda Dev and Radha Madan Mohan, for their pleasure and for the glory of the Lord, he started composing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so eloquently he has described the glories of Balaram. He himself says, what is eloquence? Mitam cha saram cha vacho hi vagmita. Real eloquence means essential truth spoken concisely. Now who can glorify Balaram? He is Ananta. One name of the Lord is Ananta. His glories are Ananta. His name is Ananta. His form is Ananta. His qualities are Ananta. His pastimes are Ananta. But by the mercy of the unlimited, even a limited entity can try to glorify the unlimited and quite successfully do it. So Balaramji, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in just 5 verses, has glorified Balaramji in such a wonderful way. In his Mangalacharan prayers, and within that, the first verse is a summary of that five verses. The essence of the essence. So beautifully he says, the identity of Balaram and the glory of Balaram, his service. Sankarshanah karanato yashai garbhodashai chapayobdhishai sheshascha yasyam shakalasanitya nandakhya ramah sharanam mamastu. Not only has he eloquently done it, he has sung it. That's why one aspect of a devotee is kavi. Kavi means not only knowing everything, but to be able to poetically describe. Like Krishna sang the philosophy. There are powerful philosophers, they can't sing. And singers many times don't know philosophy. But a devotee by the mercy of the Lord is possessed with all good qualities. And if he wants to glorify, mukam karoti vachal, Krishna can empower him to speak fantastic words in such poetic form. Kavi Daksha Mauni. So, in just one verse, and then the elaboration of that in the next four verses. Sankarshanaha, the first expansion of Lord Krishna in the spiritual realm, Golok Vrindavan, is Balaram, who is Mula Sankarshan, the original Sankarshan. From him comes Mahasankarshan. And from him comes the other Purusha avatars, Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and Ananta, who personally expands to serve the Lord in very, very intimate way. So, he glorifies Sankarshan.
Maya tite vyapi vaikuntha loke purneshwarye shri chaturvyuha madhye.
Maya atite, beyond this material creation, vyapi, the all-pervading vaikuntha loke, paravyoma, the unlimited spiritual world, a tiny portion of which is just this material existence. Vyapi vaikuntha loke purna aishwarye chaturvyuha madhye. This chaturvyuha, the quadruple expansion, Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha, Purneshwarye Shri Chaturvyuha Madhye Rupam Yasya Udbhati Sankarshanakhyam Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. Rupam Yasya Udbhati, this beautiful form of Sankarshan, the first expansion. And what is his purpose of this expansion? Simply to serve the Lord. The Lord has unlimited desire. Everything about him is unlimited. You require unlimited resources to fulfill the unlimited desires of the unlimited Lord. Therefore only he himself can do it. That is his expansion, Sankarshan. From whom actually expands everything else, both the spiritual and the material world. And then he goes to Mahavishnu.
Maya bharta janda sanghashrayanga shete sakshat karanam bodhi madhye yasya ikamsha shri pumanadi devas tam shri nityananda ramam prapadye.
This is the first aspect. Then the second aspect is Maya bharta. First, he is the lord of Maya. First is Maya bharta. Aja anda sangha, millions of universes anga, in whose body millions of universes reside. Yasya eka aunshaha, and his mool sankarshans, one tiny expansion, yasya eka aunshaha, yasya eka aunshaha, adideva. the original Purusha incarnation within this world.
Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan Mahadadivi Sambhutam Shodashakalam Adau Lokasasrikshaya.
In the Bhagavatam second canto, in the beginning, the glories of the Purusha avataras are given. And there it is said, first Adi Purusha, from whom everything else manifests, the whole material creation. So he is the aggregate of all the universes, is part of his body, and Maya Bharta is actually complete controller of the material energy. Then he goes to description of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Then he goes to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. That can itself become a class. But the reason why I took this is to say, in the last verse it says, Yashyam Shamshah Paratma Khilanam Poshta Vishnur Bhati Dugdha Bhishai Kshauni Bhartaya Kalasopyanantas Tamsi Nityananda Ramam Prapadya Yashyam Shamshah. His expansion of his expansion of his expansion. One tiny portion of his expansion. Yasyam Shamshah Srila Garbhoda Yasyam Shamshah Paratma Akhilanam. He is the super soul sitting in the heart of every living entity. Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehe Asmin Purusham Param. Within the heart of every living entity is seated the Lord. Who knows us better than him? Who can know us better than him? Even we don't know ourselves. That is why we are in Maya. If you really knew who we are, Jiver Sarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, we wouldn't be here. So who can diagnose better what is inside? And his eyes are like X-ray. Through the X-ray, just seeing and picking out. Hey, Vakkaya. What is inside? Just see. So, one may cheat the whole world. One may cheat oneself. But one cheat the Lord. Of all the cheaters, he is the greatest. He has the final laugh. So, it is that Lord Balaramji who has walked in. We may not be able to detect, but the Lord detects. He is seated within, he can smell it. What's there? And so he is giving a diagnosis. So, the point that I thought we could discuss through this particular verse is true spiritual life is actually a journey. And this is a very, very important journey. In fact, this is the journey that everyone must make. The journey towards perfection. But this journey is actually within, going within. Recently, the Prerana Festival, Radhana Swami Maharaj was asked to speak on journey within. I was thinking he'll speak about the journey within, that book. And actually spoke the essence of it. And that is going within to the essence. So it's an internal journey. And generally in this world, there is a tendency to see, judge progress externally. That's given more prominence. But truly, the journey is actually internal. One devotee very nicely said, Bhagavad Gita teaches how to live this in this world. And Bhagavatam teaches how to live from this world. So the Gita, which is a part of Mahabharata, is a part of Mahabharata, wherein dharmecha, arthecha, kamesha, moksha, bharatarshava, yadi hasti tadanyatra, yanne hasti na kutrachit. Vyasadeva clearly says, I am writing this Mahabharata where dharma, artha, kama, moksha, everything I am going to discuss. Yad iha asti tadanyatra. If you find this in Mahabharata, you will find it in any other dharma shastra, purana, etc. Yan na iha asti. If it's not there in the Mahabharata, you will not find it any scripture of the world. What a statement. What confidence. Regarding dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all that you need to know is there in the scripture. All that is there everywhere you can find here. And if it is nothing, if it is not here, you can't find it anywhere. Thoroughly, it has been described. And Bhagavatam begins with, and Bhagavad Gita ends with Sarodharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Charanam Vraja. And Bhagavatam begins with Dharma Projjita Kaita Votra Parama. So generally, when we take up the process of Krishna consciousness and study Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is the highest philosophy, there is a tendency to think we are the highest. We have the highest. That doesn't mean we are right now on the highest platform. Just because there is a grasp of the philosophy, that doesn't mean we have imbibed the philosophy. Jnanam vijnana sahitam yajgyatva mokshase ashubhat. Then no ashubha thing should exist. But it does. So many anarthas. One time His Grace Govind Prabhu was presenting a seminar. Crossing the Mountain of Anarthas. That was the title. So he called up Radhanath Swami Maharaj and said, Maharaj, I am presenting this seminar called Crossing the Mountain of Anarthas. And Maharaj replied from there on the phone. He said, tell them when they cross the mountain, they will find a big ocean. It's a fact. The day we think we have actually free of Anarthas, he's so humble that he's proud of it. We can become. So, yes, Bhagavatam describes amazing personalities. But then, that journey is not external. It is a very slow journey. It is a quite intense journey. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, utsahat, don't lose your enthusiasm. But nishchaya, have faith that you are on the right track. Dhairya. Have patience. In the Bhagavatam, anyway, I would like to just proceed from this particular verse. I was reading. We have started Bhagavatam in my two programs that we are conducting. Both places we have started Srimad Bhagavatam. And the second verse itself, you know, very powerful verse. Dharma projjita kaita votra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vidyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. In this verse, Vyasadev says, atra, atra, three times he says in this verse, dharma projjita kaita va atra vidyam vastava atra sadyo hridi avarudhyate atra krtivhi chushush atra. In this scripture, I have given this, this, this. Three times he says, what have I given? Vastu nirdesh. This particular verse is telling, vastu nirdesh. What am I going to do? I am going to describe pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. And therefore, Bhagavatam is not so easy to adopt. Especially having come from the material world, anadi karma phale, padi bhavar navajale, billions of lifetimes of conditioning. Devotional service is transcendental, but we are not. And therefore, it is not so easy. So there it says, what is so one devotee asked in one program, they asked, so Prabhuji, how do we practice it? It seems a bit impractical in this world. So in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur beautifully gives, explains this particular journey, how it actually moves. He says, externally the follower of the Vedas, who are in the Varnashram and doing all the worship, a pious Indian who is following all the Vedic scriptures, and a Vaidhi Bhakta, externally may look practically alike. They look alike practically. They are also worshipping. They are also doing social activities. They are doing social activities. They are doing their occupational very nicely. They are also doing. They are also taking responsibility of the family. This person also may be doing. So what is the difference? He says, first, what is the difference between Karma Kanda and Vaidhi Bhakta? First is qualification. To engage in karmakanda activities, the qualification is, we have lot of material desires and we are taking shelter of the Vedic literature to fulfill. Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravadanti avipaschitah vedavadrata partha na anyadasti iti vadina. Vedava, they are following the Vedas. We are the real followers of Vedas. Vedavadrata. Na anyadasti iti vadina. There is nothing but this what we are doing. But what is inside? Kamatmanaha. Swargapara. Like the Yagyik Brahmanas. Their goal is to create a better facility to enjoy in this world. That's all. How to improve our situation here and next Swargapara. Destination also. After this also. Janma karma phala pradam. They don't know. Abhrahma bhuvana loka punaravarti. Bhogeshwarya gatim prati. While the qualification for a devotee or a Vaidhi Bhakta is, he acknowledges and accepts that I have so many material desires, unlimited material desires. Sometimes he's ashamed, but the fact is, I have a lot of desires. Lust, envy, greed, pride, everything I have. Simultaneously, he does also understand that Abhrahma Bhuvana Loka, what is this material world? Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala Chi. It's just insignificant. It's all temporary. How much I become attached to this. So there is deep repentance in the heart. What am I doing? Stuck. I am so much stuck in this world. He has an amount of detachment also about understanding the nature of the world. But the third and most important thing, he has faith. Adau Shraddha. He has faith in the eternality of the soul. He has faith in the eternality of the Lord's name, form, quality, pastimes. In the eternality of the spiritual world, Vastava Vastu. The whole fifth chapter of Adi Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the tattva of Balaram, Nityananda. And surprisingly, two verses we are studying Chaitanya Charitamrita with a study group. And in that, we used to read paragraph after paragraph and discuss. Two paragraphs have 20 to 25 pages purport. Bole Prabhuji, pura saal bhar to yehi purport chalega. And you know which are the two purports which have 20 to 25 pages purport? First is Chintamani Prakarasatma Sukalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshutu Rabhirabhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasrashatasam Brahmasevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. Description of the spiritual world. There is a world up there which is really real. This is falsely real. That is really real. There is individuality. There is variety. There is activity there. That is real activity. And the second, the longest purport, practically in the whole of CCI, I feel, is 25, approximately 25 pages purport to Vasudev Sankarshan Aniruddha Pradyumna, four expansion of Nityananda. Poor expansion of the Lord. Systematically, very, very logically, Srila Prabhupada dismantles the monistic theory of Shankaracharya, saying that he had come with a specific purpose on the order of the Lord. It's not he to be blamed, as Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda Saraswati. Yo, Das, he is the Lord, he has come for exude. But if you follow, you will go to hell. It's not his fault. He came with a specific purpose. It was an emergency. Sometimes people, you know, like a war, in a war sometimes there is a bullet injury. And he will die. In 5 minutes if the bullet is not removed, he may die, suppose. And then he says, isko to base camp le jana padega. Kahan hai? 50 kilometer dur hai. And very, very, you know, land is very topsy-turvy, you have to drive a jeep, you will die. There is no anesthesia here. So, four people are caught. Catch hold of his legs, catch hold of his head, catch hold of his feet. And close his eyes. And then he takes out a tong that he may use to, you know, whatever. And he puts it inside and plucks out the bullet. That's an emergency. That is justified. Like one of our major did in entering the Kashmir. He tied one fellow on the jeep. So that nobody will pelt stones. That's an emergency. Fully justified. But if somebody comes with a bullet or some wound, something to the hospital, just to save money for anesthesia, you ask, that is not a regular feature. It's an emergency. That was the need of the hour, justified. So like that, said he came with a specific purpose to remove Buddhism. Keshava Dhrita, Buddha Sharira, Jai Jai, that is okay. So he came with a specific purpose and he came to re-establish, remove Buddhism and establish Sanatana Dharma. That's all. But if you follow even now, that is nonsense. So elaborate purport. To establish what? The Lord is not one, He is two in one. You see that? There are two Lords. But actually there is no difference. But there is eternal difference. Very difficult to understand. There is absolutely no difference between Krishna and Balaram. They are absolutely one. And eternally different. Personalities. Not two, five. Five in one. Panchatattva atmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupam bhakta avataram bhaktakyam bhamami bhakta shaktikam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvatah. If you know Krishna, tattvatah. If you want to know Krishna, tattvatah, you have to go to panchatattva. Through panchatattva, it is so easy to understand Krishna tattvata. Because it is Vande Gurun, Isha Bhaktan, Isham, Isha Avatarakan, Tat Prakashamsya, Tat Shaktihi, Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. So it is five, but in one. So the Pancha Tattva have come to give a punch to the Mayavadis. You rascals, you think we are different? No, we are one. We can break your teeth. So five form a fist. The seventh chapter of Adi Leela is ecstatic kirtan to drown the Mayavadi. They escaped. When Lord did kirtan, these rascals escaped. I'm using the word because Prabhupada uses that. And Prabhupada uses it because Krishna, mamam dushkutra mudha, naradhama. What can I do? Krishna says this. I'm only repeating. Jashi ahe tashi. As it is. So, the Panchatattva have come to defeat this understanding. Yes, they are eternally five, but five in one. Unity in diversity. If you really want to preach this philosophy, unless we practice it in our life, It is impossible for people to be convinced in this amazing philosophy. Very simple but very sublime at the same time. Unless people see that unity, and simultaneously they also see the diversity. Unity comes when we know the unity of purpose. Unless we go deep in the philosophy to understand, as Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto of the Prachetas, they were different individuals with different mindsets, different thought processes, different desires to serve Krishna in different ways, but they were united in the interest, the purpose. So unity comes when there is a depth of understanding, not superficial understanding of Puranadi, Dharma Shastranis, deep understanding of the essential principle that everyone is trying to serve. And simultaneously, broad-minded enough to accommodate all the diversity. Yes, there will be different individuals with different natures, different conditionings. But if they are sincere and wanting to serve in some way, how to accommodate without compromising and simultaneously accommodate? It's not easy unless there is a deep understanding of these truths. And to present this, one has to have imbibed to some extent at least. And when Romaharshan was killed, Balaramji killed him. Imagine, murder on the Vyasasan. Extreme. Extreme. I mean, like, Balaram and Krishna, amazing personalities. As Ram and Lakshman, so intimate. Actually, Lakshman had no separate existence other than Ram's desire. Thy will be done. While Balaramji was totally different. Krishna says, take this Arjun, you take Subhadra and go, I will kill this Arjun. And Balaramji had to be pacified. So many places contradictory. Unity in diversity. When I see this, these two beautiful personalities standing together, I remember one shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshosti na priyaha. And in the same breath, in the same words, he says, ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maise teshu chapyaham. I'm totally impartial. I'm equal to everyone. But I'm very partial to those who are surrendered. How can this contradiction, actually I'm equal to everyone, but he's very dear to me and I'm very dear to him. Only Krishna can say this and get away. And only who know Krishna's philosophy, as we were discussing, as it was being discussed in yesterday's Bhagavatam class. Achintya. All these apparent contradictions can only be resolved harmoniously in the absolute truth. That has a potency. That is Balaramji and that is Krishna. Total difference of opinion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to kill Jagai Madai. Nityananda says, don't kill them. Unko deliver karo. Whoever is being killed by Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda says, totally contradictory. Deliver them. Why? Because he understands the essence of Lord Chaitanya's heart. And therefore, apparently there is contradiction, but perfect harmony in their ultimate purpose, to execute that purpose. Anyway, so the qualification is this, of a devotee, he has faith in the form of the Lord, the name being non-different from the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, the qualities of the Lord are all eternal. They are not mundane, they are not material. That variety, real variety exists there, Urdhva Moola Madha Shaka. Here variety exists because it exists there in the spiritual world. Both the Karmakandis or the pious people who are following the Vedic literatures and the Vaidhi Bhaktas, they follow They maintain their body according to proper varnashram system. Swadharma, they do responsibilities, and their social activities, whatever responsibility, they are executing. What is the contrary feature? This is not to be visible. This is not visible externally. This is an internal change of transformation of consciousness. One is, they fulfill, the karmakandis fulfill material desires by worshipping various devatas. They are convinced, for this you have to go to this person, for this you have to go to this person, for this you have to, this desire you have to go to this person. And therefore they are busy doing all of these things. And they think it's all the same. While a devotee of the Lord, service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone. Ananya. I would like to read a beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada just at the beginning of Kunti's prayers. It says, Brahmatejo vinirmuktair atmajai saha krishnaya prayana abhimukham krishnam idamaha pratha sati. Brahmatejo vinirmukta. Ashwathama has released the Brahmastra. Krishna protected them from the Brahmastra. Vinirmukta. Atmajai saha, along with her children, five children, Krishnaya, along with Draupadi, prayana abhimukham krishnam. Krishna was about to prayan, about to start his journey towards Dwarka. Idam aha pratha sati. Sukadeva Goswami has put the word, used the word sati. And sati is translated by Prabhupada as chaste, devoted to the Lord. And the small paragraph of purport speaks why she is called sati. The translation is, thus saved from the radiation of Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons Draupadi addressed Lord Krishna as he started for home. And please listen to the purport. What is the meaning of sati? Chastity? What does it mean? Kunti is described herein as sati or chaste due to her unalloyed devotion to Lord Krishna. Her mind will now be expressed in the following prayers for Lord Krishna. What is in your mind is expressed when you speak. Now sometimes when a person vomits, you can see what he had eaten. Kal raat ko kya kya khaya tha? But of course, it's not a good example. If you can't digest, it comes out. So this is not a good example. Forget that example. After you eat a delightful and very delicious, sumptuous feast, when you belch, somebody standing close to you, kesar khaya tha lagta hai tum. Jamun bhi khaya tha aisa lagta hai. The fragrance comes out. If you go near him also, I think that's a better example. What he has relished, if you are too close to him, you can even, get the feel of it. Similarly, what is in the heart of the devotee comes when he speaks. When a loving heart overflows, the few things that spill out is called prayers. Uncontrollably it flows out. That's called as prayers. And Kunti Devi is described as sati. A chaste, very, very interesting explanation. A chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. Vipadaha santuta shashva. That was all along the characteristics of the whole family of Pandavas. Not only Kunti, her sons were also like that. Ananya bhaktas. They knew nothing except Krishna, and therefore the Lord was always ready to help them in all respects and in all circumstances. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord. He reciprocates the dependence of the devotee. One should not therefore look for help from imperfect living beings or demigods, but one should look for all help from Lord Krishna, who is competent to save his devotee. Such a chaste devotee also never asks for Lord for help, but the Lord, out of his own accord, is always ready, always anxious to render it. Marobi rakhovi joicha tohar, nitya dasa prati tuva adhikar. like Bhaktivinoda, like Ambarish Maharaj exhibited. But very interestingly, in the Mahabharata, when thousands of Brahmanas are accompanying Yudhishthira Maharaj for Vanavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj is in tremendous anxiety. How to feed these Brahmanas? He says, please go away. Now I am not an emperor. I am completely sold out guy. I have nothing for myself also. They said, who cares? We are not coming because you supply what you supply. Because what you are, we feel protected under you because you are a follower of Dharma, not this rascal Duryodhan. Therefore, we will come. We will survive. We will eat some, you know, whatever is available in the roots and fruits we will eat. Don't worry. But he is in anxiety. And that time he approaches Dhaumya. And Dhaumya gives him 100 names of Lord Suryadev. And he said, you worship him and you will get Akshay Patra. When I was reading that, I was thinking, are demigod worship? Pandavas? Katyayani worship? Gopis? Sometimes, you know, we see that these people are worshipping Singh. Dharmartha Kama Moksha Mahabharata. But here, Toime Ananya Vishaya Matir Madhupate Yasakrit. Bhagavatam reveals the heart of the devotee, while Mahabharata reveals their activities. This is how you have to act in the world. But your heart should be at the lotus feet of Krishna. Sometimes, artificially, we try to jump on a platform that we are not, and therefore we are not able to sustain it in the long run. That's why we should read Bhagavad Gita 3rd and 5th chapter first. 3rd chapter is very important for sadhakas like us. Where we are bewildered and confused like Arjun, we think in the name of spirituality, we want to renounce all material activity. Krishna chastises Arjun. He said, no, this is mithya achara suchate. Your achara and your vichara are not suiting. Your vichara is something, you are dependent on so many other things. And externally you are putting tilak kanthimala, showing that I am totally dependent. In fact, you are acting as if. This is mithyachara. That doesn't mean we take shelter of everything. Like Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee, Prabhupada, what do you think about astrology? I know I am treading on landmines. Still, please don't ask any questions after this. You ask some qualified people. But Prabhupada was asked, what do you think about astrology? He said, actually, Prabhupada replied, so, a devotee believes, avashya rakshite Krishna. This is our faith. Ashli Seva, Padartham, Pinashtuman. This is our faith. But, if you know it's going to rain, why not carry an umbrella? No comments, no purports. We may do the needful. Like recent, long back, one devotee approached and said, Prabhuji, Ganpati puja aa raha hai. Hamare ghar mein Ganpati rakha hai. We keep Lord Ganesh at home. तो अभी हरे कृष्णा में तो सर्वधर्मान परित्यज्य बोलते हैं. What do we do? Said, why are you doing it? मैंने अपने घर वाले बोलते हैं, एक बार तू अगर छोड़ा ना, देख क्या होगा, गणपति क्या करेंगे तेरा. So it is like that. It has come in parampara. If we stop it, we have had it. Out of fear. That is why Lord Krishna performed Govardhan Leela. If you're trying to do it out of fear, that's not a very healthy attitude. Later that devotee understood, convinced, then he said, okay, we will do it, but now we will use it as a preaching opportunity. So they started inviting the whole society and profuse Harinam. 5 minutes of Aarti and profuse Harinam. And finally, Mahaprasad is offered to Lord Ganesh and then distributed. Yagya Shishta Ashina Santo Vachante Sarvakir. Heart of heart we know. Yadyad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam Srimad Urjitameva Tattadevavagach. Mama tejah amsha. All these powerful personalities, where are they getting their source from? Unless that source is seen and convinced of that fact, then we may take shelter, knowing that this person can only give shelter. Mare Krishna rakhe ke. Rakhe Krishna mare ke. Durvasa Muni went to all these powerful demigods. None of them could help. Because Krishna had decided something else for him. His will be done. That understanding is a very natural and gradual process. And that is what Srimati Kunti Devi is. While externally it may appear, sometimes we preach also in a very, very harsh way, criticize, and therefore our institution is sometimes criticized. You're very fanatics. It doesn't mean compromise, but also meaning to go in understanding depth. It's just like if PhD is the ultimate goal of education, close down all the nursery classes. Close down all the high schools. Kyun? Kyunki PhD. But to come to PhD, somehow you may have come Bahudham Janmanamante by somebody else's mercy. But others need to come from different distance. You have to accommodate all of them. That is why Narada chastised Vyasadeva also. Jugupsitam dharma krute anushasanam. Don't justify that as the ultimate. You have, now you give a scripture which tells exclusively what is the true dharma. Savai pamsam paro dharma. And for that dharma, sarvadharman parityajya. That is allowed. And that within the heart. Within the heart, this is the conviction of a devotee. So, that is the first part. The second contrary feature amongst the Karmakanda and the Vaidhi Bhakta is the Karmakandis give material respect. Respect to, equally they give respect to anything which is of different matter. But as we become a devotee of the Lord, tadiyanam samarchanam, anything that is dear to Krishna becomes much more respectable. Especially not just respectable, we respect everything, knowing it is as Krishna's energy. But something directly connected with Krishna becomes worshipable. So attraction exclusively for spiritual objects. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, cultivation using place, cultivation using time, cultivation using matter and society. In place, dham becomes specially worshipable. Of all the places. Earlier we used to worship every place. Whichever is worth visiting. So many visiting spots. Great desire. I wish I have not seen this. In the whole creation, so many places, lokas we have not seen. But now, dham becomes very dear. Temples of the Lord become a attractive place. Much attractive than everything else. Much worshipable and respectable. A devotee's house, or the place where the great devotees have taken birth and performed their activities, becomes very dear to that. Amongst time, every time is respect and worshipable in the outside world, but the day of the Lord, Madhava Tithi Bhakati Janani, Parama Adare Bhori. Now Ekadashi becomes very respectable time. Kartik becomes the most respectable month. Appearance and disappearance days of Acharyas and other Vaishnava Tithis, where significant events happen to establish the Vaishnava principles. The defeat of Ravana, Vijayadashmi, all those activities, the days which represent those truth becomes very... And amongst matter, all the trees, all rare trees were worshipable before. Now Tulsi is very special. Amongst all matter, deity is most worshipable. Amongst all animals, cows become the most worshipable. Among all mountains, Govardhan becomes extremely worshipable. In society, so many festivals. Earlier we used to give equal priority to all festivals. All the that are described in the scriptures, they were all respectable. But now, festivals, specially connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they become extremely important. We celebrate that festival much more than any other festival. Raising a Vaishnava family. Everyone is raising a family. But this is a Vaishnava family. I must raise them in the best possible way. Spreading Vaishnava Dharma. That becomes the most important activity. Most worshipable activity. Third contrary feature, which gradually and naturally should diminish, is some type of violence to animals. Sometimes they would say, for this particular you have to sacrifice this particular animal, then that particular personality will be pleased and your difficulties will go away. But if it is because of a Vaishnava, he has developed compassion and samadarshinaha. Samadarshi means, if somebody pinches me, I don't like it. I don't like to pinch anyone. Prabhupada explains one place. Samadarshina means, I don't like something. I don't like the same thing to be imposed on something else. And therefore becoming super sensitive to not only the physically, but even emotionally sensitivity or feelings of others. Not to give pain to anyone unnecessarily or in an unfavorable way. And generally as a karmakandi, we respect based on birth. Whatever it is, this person is born in a particular family, is worshipable. While as a devotee, we respect the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas based on not their caste or not on their birth, but actually on the qualities. This is why Advaitacharya invited Haridas Thakur to give the Shraddha Patra. Imagine 500 years ago in a place like Shantipur, where he was the Vaishnava Agragani, the best of the Brahmanas. It was like rocking the boat, socially creating a havoc. And Haridas Thakur said, forget it. Afterwards you can feed me. We will both eat and we will have nice kirtan. They said, I want to show. I am not a fool. Advaitacharya said, I am not a fool. It's not a question of pleasing the whole world. Sonushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. This purpose of this ceremony is to please the Lord. And I know when the Lord is pleased. Brahmananam sahasrebhyo satrayaji visheshate. Satrayaji sahasrebhyo sarva vedanta paraga. Sarva vedanta vid kotya vishnu bhakta visheshate. Vaishnavanam sahasrebhyo ekantye ko visheshate. He quoted scriptures to justify, by feeding you Haridas Thakurji, I am feeding crores of Brahmanas. I am also a good businessman. I know where to invest. Least deposit, maximum benefit. Why? Simple. What are the root of the tree? Every part of the tree is nourished. Yat karoshi yad asnasi yajju tat kurush mad arpanam. So Advaitacharya showed this principle. What is the relation between bhakti and varnashram? The purpose of varnashram is we have to maintain our body. Body needs protection. Mind needs absorption and cultivation. The sense of self needs appreciation, respect and self-worth. Varnashram gives that. It helps you to maintain the body. It helps us to develop the mind. Good work for the society is being done. And learn spiritual topic and progress. But a Vaidhi Bhakta follows Varnashram for the satisfaction of the Lord. Varnashram acharavata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradhyate pantha na anyatattosha karanam. When Ramananda Roy told this, Mahaprabhu appreciated it. He said, yes, at one level, this is it. You are following that varnashram because you have to please the Lord. Then, if you don't follow varnashram, nigraha kim karishyati, Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, fifth chapter, don't try to suppress your nature. It's like eating profusely and closing all the doors. Next day morning. If there is input, there has to be output. Otherwise, imbalance. Vacho vegam, mana vegam, krodha vegam, jihva vegam, udara upastha vegam. Vega means urge. Natural urge. So similarly, this world is so much of rajo and tamoguna that urge has to be. Shaknoti haivayas sodhum praksharira vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayuktasya sukhinara. We have to restrain it. But like a horse rein, if you pull it too much, it will throw you. If you completely let go, it will take you off track. Like salt. Perfect mixture. Not too much, not too less. Yukta ahara viharasya. Yukta karmasya cheshtasa. Yukta sapnasya. Yogo bhavati dukha. Na ati ashtatastu yogosti. Na chaikantam. Ati mat karo. Ati bhakti. Sometimes, you know, in the beginning years, we want to do ati bhakti. Enthusiasm. Because the mode of passion is there. And it looks like devotion. And because it is very productive, it shows result. So there is a tendency to be, you know, focused toward the result than the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees. So, in bhakti, one follows the rules of the varnashram, but it is not the goal. The goal is dharma sonushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyaha na utpadayed yadiratim shramaye vahi kevalam. The goal is to please the Lord. The goal is to develop devotion. So, for a karmakandi, varnashram is the goal. And as worship of the Lord is assistant to his duty. One of the duty early in the morning before going to office is thoda puja kar do. That is assistant. While for a devotee, pleasing the Lord is important. And because Krishna has told, follow the varnashram, which I have established, chaturvarnya maya srishtam, for your welfare, for the welfare of the society, for sustainability. For sustainability individually and collectively. Therefore, first Prabhupada gave pure devotion service. And then he said, if you want to sustain it in the long term and distribute it, establish varnashram. That's need of the hour, because varnashram is a patra, a container. And devotion is the essence. The nectar. But to hold the nectar, you need a container. Without that container, you may drink. But if you don't have a container, long term you can't drink. For a long journey you need to have water in which you put the water. And also to distribute you need a container. So a devotee understands essence is Krishna consciousness, but to sustain it and to distribute it, we need a proper platform. And that is varnashram. And what is varnashram? Very beautifully explained by one very senior devotee. He said, where everyone feels respected, appreciated. Very simple. For their unique contribution, everyone feels respected. That means all services are worshipable. Whether it is Hanuman-like service, whether it is squirrel-like service, whether it is direct devotional service, or some are doing indirect devotional service. Somebody is sweeping, somebody is directly serving the Lord. In the eyes of the Lord and in the eyes of the leaders of the community, that should be the same. It is the same. How is it different? Because each one is Lord Ram accepted with same. Lord Chaitanya accepted Kolavecha Sridhar's offering. And for him it was as pleasing and satisfying as Rupa and Sanatana Goswami's contribution. Of course, objectively speaking, it was glorious. But in the eyes of the Lord, that is. Okay, when should varnashram rules be replaced with bhakti? under two reasons you can replace gradually varnashram with bhakti. Whenever varnashram rules are becoming time consuming. One South Indian person approached me one time in a program. So, Prabhuji, I am very happy. I am doing now 4 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I said, very good. But I am doing this Sahasranam and this Panchanam and this Ashtaka and this Shataka and so, all of that I am doing. And therefore I am not able to do. So now I want to increase. What should I do? He showed me his schedule. He is very busy. So I said, now because this devotional part is expanding, in case the other things you are reducing, no problem. In fact, you should know those rituals, because you have performed them genuinely and sincerely, those personalities have inspired you to come to Krishna. Now it will expand, don't worry. So when it becomes too time consuming, then gradually devotion can be replaced, or varnashram can be replaced with devotional responsibilities. Not otherwise. Otherwise it is laziness. It's laziness. All our responsibilities towards the body, towards the extension in the form of family, towards our occupation, towards our other social responsibilities. It happens naturally and gradually. Second thing, when it is contradictory. Like, you know, some violence to animals or that this, as a ritual described in the Vedic scriptures. That we neglect. No, don't worry. Now we have the full understanding. Eventually varnashram becomes assistant to bhakti. And if we do this, eventually the remaining activities will be totally different from material activities. You're doing the same thing. Duryodhana is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows, killing people. Arjuna is sitting on the chariot shooting arrows and killing people. Externally, both are doing the self same thing. But there is a big difference. Big difference. Why? The difference is not in the activity. The difference is the consciousness. Now is Krishna conscious. And therefore, even apparently mundane or material activity, because it is done with devotion as an offering to the Lord, even that actually becomes, this is the heart of the Pandavas, this was the heart of Kunti Devi. Now her heart is revealed when Krishna is departing after winning victory. But within that, she did whatever was necessary. Now, karma and jnana, they are not integral part of bhakti, but are helpful if that karma which is used for maintaining the body, that karma is allowed. That jnana in the beginning which helps you to discriminate between matter, asatoma, sadgamaya, tamasoma, jyotirgamaya, mrityorma, because in the beginning we discriminate, this is matter and this is spirit. And it is very important to do this understanding. Till we reach a platform when we can see everything as connection to Krishna. Use everything in connection to Krishna. Artificially if we try to do it. Trying to imitate Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya told, Jadi mor Nityananda surabadi jaye, tathapi de janeta Nityananda raye. Even if he goes to a house of prostitution and a liquor where the liquor is sold, know that Nityananda is going there to preach. Earlier life, Narada Muni left home and walked without bothering about dualities, good days, bad days, happy days, sad days, opulent days, suffering days, terror-ridden area, blissful areas. He didn't discriminate. He was just walking. Now Narada Muni, after perfection, he can go to any place and convert it into a spiritual world. But as a son of a maid servant, he followed that path. He rose above that duality and walked the path. If we don't follow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we do not follow the Varnashram rules, those who have not come from Varnashram rules have to be very careful about two things. Number one, more chances of slipping. If already a person is responsibly executing Varnashram, then when he comes, if he is not proud about it, then it is a very wonderful, it's a wonderful container to hold devotion. Because already such a person is pious, following all rules and regulations. For such a person, it's much easier to take up the process of Krishna consciousness and continue also, with no chance of falling. Of course, if he becomes proud, he may fall from the highest floor. That's one danger, that's all, for a follower of Varnashram. And the second thing is lack of steadiness. Because the conditioning is so strong, steadiness is very difficult. But if Varnashram is also maintained as a proper, as a platform on which to do devotion, then it is okay. And finally, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he says, Smartavya satadam Vishnur vismartavyo na jatuchit sarve vidhi nishedhyasyu etayoreva kinkara. Keep this principle in mind. Smartavya, remember the Lord always. Prescription and prohibition, never forget the Lord. Keeping this principle, vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha krunandana. Keeping this principle in mind, every other thing should be made subordinate to this principle. All your rules and regulations, niyama agraha, niyama agraha. If that rule and regulation is favorable, adopt it. If it is unfavorable, reject it. But the principle is this, guiding principle is this. And that Rupa Goswami has very beautifully explained. Of all the rules, five are most important. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vasa Sri Murti Rashadhaya Sevan Sakala Sadhana Sreshta E Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janma E Al Pra E Pachera Alpa Sangha. Very beautiful. He says, five are Sakala Sadhana Sreshta. Of all the 64 items of devotional service described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is an explanation of Navada Bhakti, performing body through body, mind and words, five are most important. Sakala sadhana sreshtha e pancha anga. Krishna prema janmai e panchera alpa sanga. Even a little association with any of these five can give us that devotion, that love. Na utpadaye yadiratim shramaye vahi kevam. Otherwise all rules and regulations are waste. So what is that? He said sadhu sangha. Our life should be organized. In one particular lecture, one very senior devotee made a very nice statement. He said, what is life management? What is time management? All your life management, time management is about arranging your life in such a way that your hearing and chanting in the association goes on nicely. So sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, individually, collectively glorifying the Lord, bhagavat shravan, hearing the philosophy of Bhagavatam, which is pure, vastava vattu astra shivadam tapatraya unmulanam, completely plucks out from the root all unwanted thing automatically. Vidyate hridaya granthi chidyante vahau shunvatam sakatha krishna punyashravana kirtana. Prabhupada had full faith in this five verses of Bhagavatam. Shunvatam sakatha krishna punyashravana kirtana. How do we know? He had full faith in the process of hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of sincere devotees. Because in the Jaladuta prayer, he writes, I don't know why you have brought me, my Lord, but I have full faith. If they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and right in the middle of that Bengali poem, he introduces the Sanskrit words, though they are not rhyming, you know, but he introduces them. He said, this is it. I have full faith. धीर होया सुने जदि काने बार बार. इत्ते ओनली हैव पेशेंस एंड द एंथुजियाज्म. काने बार बार, इफ दे हियर श्रीमद भागवतम फिलोसफी, वेरी सून दे विल बी एबल. एंड इट्स एग्जाम्पल, इट्स द प्रूफ ऑफ नित्यानंदस मर्सी, इट इज द प्रूफ ऑफ बलराम्स मर्सी. Prabhupada writes in one purport very humbly, Nityananda delivered only a couple, Jagai Madai. But by the mercy of Nityananda, his followers, Sakka, Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane, Lord Chaitanya's followers, each one has the power to deliver a universe. Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane. One Vasudev Datta was enough to deliver the whole universe. सबका पाप मुझे दे दो, सब लोग ऊपर जान दो, मैं सड़ता रहूंगा. व्हाट अ कॉन्शियसनेस. प्रभुपाद टोल्ड भूरिजन प्रभु एंड जगत तारिणी माताजी हु वर सर्विंग हाफ वे अवे फ्रॉम द वर्ल्ड जस्ट ऑन द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ प्रभुपाद दे वर सर्विंग इन अ वेरी वेरी लोनली हांगकांग आई थिंक हांगकांग एंड देयर ही विजिटेड हाफ वे अक्रॉस द प्लैनेट ही ट्रेवल्ड जस्ट टू एनकरेज देम. Just to encourage them and visit them. And he told, Bhurijan Prabhu expressed in one lecture, he said, I have a desire to make the whole universe Krishna conscious. That was Prabhupada. He wanted to make the whole universe Krishna conscious. One family to make Krishna conscious, all our hairs fall away. Still they don't come to 16 rounds. But Prabhupada's desire is, yeah, why is it? Why is it difficult? If you become an instrument of the Lord's compassion, what is difficult? That's what Prabhupada said. What is the difficulty? There's a book by that name, by his servants. What is the difficulty? Because if Krishna decides, what is the difficulty? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, if Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda want to do something, impossible things become possible. And if their mercy is not there, even the most insignificant things become impossible to do. So a devotee has a faith. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, kashtera putali. I mean, you do whatever you want to do with me. But for that you have to remove the ego, which is the resistance force. The resistance to becoming an instrument of compassion is the false ego. And in Kali, the greatest disease is this. The greatest disease is the false ego. Actually the only disease. Kali means quarrel and hypocrisy. False ego collectively results in quarrel. False ego in an individual manifests as hypocrisy. You want to show something, you are something. And in a collective group, my way or the highway. Therefore there is a quarrel. And opposite of that is to surrender to the authority. Prabhupada writes in one particular purport to in the Narada Vyasa Samvad, unless a person is self-controlled, unless a person is disciplined, and unless a person is obedient, he will not be able to follow the order of the spiritual master. And unless he is able to follow the order of the spiritual master, he cannot achieve the life, perfection of life. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu, yasya aprasadat nagati kotopi. So self-control, but he's not self-control. That's what he says. Adantasya, avinitasya, vrtha pandita manina. Now gunaya bhavantisma, and that guna, to kill the false ego, four things are necessary. And Mahaprabhu has already given it. Actually, Shikshastakam prayer is the description and prescription of devotional service. From Adav Shraddha to Prema, the description is from Shraddha We have full faith. Param vijayate Sri Krishna, cheto darpana marjanam, bhavumaha dhavagni. Everything will happen if you have faith in the holy name. The holy name, kali kale nama rupe Krishna avatar. And that's what Lord Nityananda came, begged on the order of the Lord, door to door. Please, please, my dear friends, chant the holy name of the Lord. And make your life perfect. Just do this. Gauru bole nitaiden sakala samha. I will take care of everything. You just chant. Take shelter of Lord Gaura. So, it is a description. And he says, Tranadapi sunichena, taruri vasishna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahar. So easy. In fact, one of the first verses we learn, because this is shortest. But lifetime's project to apply. The process is very simple. Application is difficult. But if you do it nevertheless, and keeping this in mind, then we have to follow the instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunath Das Goswami when he artificially tried to, not artificially, as a leela, he tried to jump into the renounced order prematurely. It is for us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, this instruction Lord Chaitanya gave is for us. He said, when Raghunath Das very quickly ran away from home and tried, what did he say? Sthira hoya ghare jao, naho batula, krame krame payloka bhavasindhu kula. Sthira hoya ghare jao. You just go home. Naho batula, don't act like a madman. Krame krame payloka bhavasindhu kula. Gradually, kramana, kramena, you will be able to cross over the material exit. Markata vairagya na karo loko dekhaiya, yatha yogya vishaya bhunja anasakta hoya. Markata vairagya na karo. Don't follow monkey renunciation. Why? Loka dekhaiya. To show to the whole world. No, that is mithyachara. Then what you should do? Yatha yogya vishaya bhunja anasakta hoya. Whatever is accept gratification or the sense satisfaction as much as necessary anasakta hoya. This is real renunciation. Yukta vairagya. Anasakta sa vishayam yatharham upayunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchyate. Don't artificially act on a platform that you are not, and don't let go loose thinking that it is very gradual. So anyway, next time also I can take. Our Radhishyam Prabhu's sister told him when he joined, took the leap. He said, you can go. Next life you can do. This life you saw. He said, I must have told the same thing previous life also. She didn't know she was dealing with an IIT brain. So it's a fact, but heart of heart, one has to understand that this is how we have to, Hari Sambandhi Vastunaha. So we have Anasaktasya Vishayam. Krishna Sambandhi, that is allowed, just to sustain the senses. Antare Nishtha Karo Bahye Loka Vyavahar, Achirat Krishna Tomaye Karibe Uddhar. Antare Nishtha Karo. From within, develop your conviction. Full conviction. Ananya bhakti. Toime ananya vishaya. Ananya aschinta yantoma. Antare nishtha karo. Bahye loka vyavahar. Externally, as they say, penny pounds and, penny pounds and shilling pound, penny, whatever. Be like that. Internally you develop that. And if we see Mahaprabhu's followers, whether they were extremely renunciates, they did whatever was necessary to serve Lord Chaitanya. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he took sannyas only for one purpose, to assist Lord Chaitanya. He was not interested in sannyas, he was not interested in grahastha life. He was interested in serving Lord Chaitanya without distraction. And therefore, he took the principle of sannyas. But he didn't take the externals. He didn't take the externals. Because externals, he was not taking it for name, fame and glory. He was, I want to exclusively, without any deviation, serve the Lord. And Srivast Thakur, he was staying at home because at his home Lord Chaitanya would come and do the kirtan. Where else should he go? Therefore Lord Chaitanya said, how can I give up the association? How can I give up the association of Srivast? Such devotees, they are sold out. Lord tells Ambarish, Durvas Muni, the spiritual world becomes dreary void for me without my devotees. The spiritual world becomes a dreary void for me. If devotees leave the spiritual world, Krishna will feel Shunya Itam Jagat Sarvam. Why? Because devotees, their consciousness is Shunya Itam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Vireha. And therefore, Krishna says Shunya Itam Spiritual World Sarvam. And therefore, when Radharani, when Krishna told, I am going down, Radharani said, we can't live with you. We will go first. And when they went, Krishna said, I have to go now. What will I do here without Radharani, without Govardhan, without Yamuna? So, antare nishtha karo, bahi loka vyavahar, achirat Krishna tumayam, koribe nist udhar. Achirat, very soon Krishna shall deliver you. How soon? Our Madan Mohan Prabhu from Moscow is a disciple of Mukunda Maharaj. He gave a very nice understanding. You know, every time we read at the end of Chaitanya Leela, we say, anyone who hears this pastime shall very soon attain Krishna Prem. And we all say Hari Bol. We have been Hari Boling for such a long time. We have been hearing all this pastime for such a long time. Where is Krishna Prem Maharaj? So somebody asked this question to Mukunda Maharaj. And Mukunda Maharaj answered in such an amazing way. He said, very soon means sooner than you deserve, but longer than you expect. Sooner than you deserve. Otherwise you rascal, bahunam janmanam ante. Impossible, forget it. Muktanam api siddhanam. It is impossible. It is only Mahaprabhu's mercy that he has given a shortcut. Anarpita charinchirat samarpaitum unnato jalarasam. Patra apatra na dekhe sthanasthan jai jaha paye taha gaye. Sooner than you deserve. You don't deserve at all. And still we got it. But longer than we expect. Because we have a mundane kind of conception. We have started chanting 3 years, 4 years ho gaya. Why tears are not rolling? It will not. Longer than we expect. Because from a very kind of mundane consciousness or calculation of time, truly speaking, that is not our concern. Actually, one brahmachari asked Jananivas Prabhu, Prabhuji, when will you get bhava, you know? Because anartha nivritti tata ruchi tata bhava. So Jananivas said, what is bhava? What bhava? That is not your problem. Your concern should be how to serve the mission of the Lord. You leave it to him. He is Achyuta. He will fail. He will not fail. He will deliver. His promise. He will never fail. You don't fail to deliver what is expected of you. I am paraphrasing. But what he said was, don't worry about that is awarded. That is not, we can't barge into the kingdom of God. That's not our concern. Actually a devotee's concern is, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavata. Please Krishna. If you see all Mahaprabhu's followers, they ask only one thing. My Lord, put me wherever you want, but give me your remembrance, give me your service, give me the association of your sincere devotees.
Even Parikshit Maharaj is asking the same thing. Wherever you put me, no problem. But give me your remembrance. Basically asking for love. Because when you love, you want to serve. When you love, you want to remember. When you love, you want to associate with those who love. He said, please, even if I don't have love, put me in that situation. That the ultimate perfection, the real nectar, the real bliss, that is love of God, which is what Lord Balaram is actually the authority over, and Sevak Bhagavan is Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. He is giving us the shelter and he is giving us the strength. Balaramji gives us the shelter. What is the shelter he gives? People in this world, to overcome anxiety, are taking shelter of so many things. Isn't it? So many things people take shelter of to relieve their anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asad grahat, Prahlad told Hiranyakashipu. My dear father, you have everything that a person can aspire for in the whole material creation. You have it. But sada samudvigna dhiyam, you are in anxiety. Why? Asat grahat. You are not taking shelter of sat. You are taking asat. And what is sat? Three things are sat. The Lord is sat, the living entity is sat, and their relationship. Mamayvamsho jivalavuke jivabhuta sanata. Loving service. Bhagavan, bhakta and bhakti. So truly, what Balaramji is coming to give us is the shelter. Take shelter of devotional service to the Lord. He exhibits by his own what kind of service he does for the pleasure of the Lord. This is the shelter. And to come to the shelter, you need strength. You need strength. Nayam atma balahinena labhya. If you don't have strength, you can't come to the shelter, because there are so many strengths within and without, so many forces within and without, which are pulling us away from taking shelter of the Lord, internally and externally. So to come to the shelter, we need strength. And after coming, to stay in that, we need strength, because there are so many forces within and without which are telling us to go away from that shelter. What to speak of progressing in that process of taking shelter. So to come to the shelter, to stay and to progress under that shelter of the Lord, we need strength. And that strength also comes from Balaram. And what is that strength? That strength comes from instruction of Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittyate Kuryo Aikya Aharna Kuryo. Like one time somebody wrote a letter to Prabhupada, I'm having this difficulty, all difficulty. You just follow all my orders and I'll kick Maya with my boots. He did say that. You just follow that. So within that mature and timely guidance that comes in the form of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, that gives us the strength. Mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham to, I'll deliver you, don't worry. And that is Balaramji. He is giving us the shelter of devotional service and he is giving us the strength to take up that process. Balaramji kills those demons for which they represent those anarthas which you have to kill by your endeavor. Your endeavor. The Guru is giving instruction. You have to follow. You have to pray for that strength to follow those instructions. And that also comes from Balaramji. He gives that strength. So on this very auspicious day, we can pray at the lotus feet of Balaramji, who has come in a maddened state of ecstasy in the form of Lord Nityananda, to pray for that shelter, that we may always remain samashritaye padavallavam plavam at the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the only nitaira charana satya tahara sevaka nitya. But ahankare matta hoya nitai pada pasariya. It's just that ego. Oh, I'm so learned, I'm so much this and that. Hey, none of this. Na gunaya bhavantisma. This is what is the quality, that's all. Humility. So, and simplicity. Simple. Actually, the process is so simple. Problem is, the false ego makes our mind so complicated. Otherwise, the process is so simple. You're not the body, you're the soul. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Devotional service is the only way. Finish. इतने साल से 25 साल से सुन रहा हूं, आपने चार वाक्य में बोल दिया. हाँ, यही तो फिलॉसफी है. संबंध अभिधेय प्रयोजन, भगवान संबंध भक्ति अभिधेय होय, प्रेम प्रयोजन वेदे तीन वस्तु कोय, महाप्रसादे गोविंदे. हो गया बस. एक्चुअली इट्स सो सिंपल, फोर लाइंस ऑफ फिलॉसफी, बट टू अप्लाई इट, टू एसिमिलेट इट, दैट इज ए, because we are conditioned since time. So, on this day we can pray for that shelter of eternal devotional service to the lotus feet of the Lord, and give us that good intelligence and the strength under all circumstances to have the strength to hold on to that shelter at any cost. Shri Balaram Ji Ki Nitai Gaur Primanandi Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.